Number 12, turn off your phone. And I mean that literally. Take your phone and shut it completely down and go leave it somewhere for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, do it overnight. But if you want to start small, start for 5 to 10 minutes. Why? Sometimes your phone just needs a break. It needs a chance to reset. We shut down our computers every night to let our computers breathe and sleep a little bit so that they continue functioning a little bit longer in there. And there's nothing that you really need for 5 to 10 minutes unless you're at a point where you absolutely have to have the phone there in order to make sure you're not going to miss an emergency call. You need it there because you're running a business and it's your business's landline and phone line and all that. I understand all that. I'm not advocating let's get rid of all our cell phones. I'm more saying take your phone at some point and take this electronic device and give it a rest. Give it a rest from you and give yourself a rest from it. I go so far as I don't have the phone in any place where I would rest or sleep. I don't even keep it here in this area where I do my filming and where I'm able to talk to you. I keep my phone away in its own little space. I don't carry it with me too much because I'm weird for this day and age. But for the most part that I find that there's nothing I need it for that desperately. And I regularly make sure it's turned completely off and allow it to have that little reset and allow myself to have that reset from the electronic broadcast it's doing all the time. We allow this to become such a great part of our lives, and it's got many, many beautiful benefits and uses. At the same time, it's wise to have that little break from it. If you want to take that even farther, there's a lovely story I want to share about a news article I read several years ago that I believe it was a high school in Santa Barbara, California, and they had a technology, which I think is also used at concerts in that, where your phone had to go inside a sealed bag, the lock type of bag, that allowed you to know if somebody was trying to call you or that, but that the students and the people that had their phone in there didn't have ready access to. If they needed it, they would have had kind of like going to the bathroom, I imagine, I need to check my phone, and go down and have the person open it up so that you can check your phone or take the call, so that way the student had the availability to have the parents reach them or reach their parents, but it wasn't a distraction all day. And the comment the principal made in that was very profound, I remember reading. And the comment he made was, I can't believe how loud it is in the school. Because the students are talking to each other now in between classes in the hallways, and there's so much more wild and lively conversation going on at lunch. Yeah, there's problems in that come with it, but instead of everybody texting and typing and playing games and sharing videos on their phones all the time, they're actually interacting, and they had the volume of the school come up as people started to talk, because they had to talk in order to communicate, and it restored a little bit, I would argue, of connection in there. So stepping away from your phone is wise. And I know there's much out there as far as, you know, what the electronic broadcast of the phone can do for your brain adaptation and cellular adaptation, and you can read all sorts of stuff on that, but it's more giving yourself the break. So the other challenge I tell you is, if you're going out to dinner, if you're going out to coffee, and or if you're even going out places where you don't really readily need the phone around you, even if you're trying to use it to listen to music or things like that, maybe leave it home. Turn it off and leave it home, and you can come check it later, or leave it in your car if you're going out to dinner and maybe you need to check it, but you don't need to check it every 5 minutes. You can walk outside if you need to see what's going on and if there's anything in, and go back in. I challenge you to take that little break from it. But the main thing from this is turn it off. Give yourself that 5 minute break and give that phone that 5 minute break every single day. Try to find some time in there in order to do it, because for your overall underlying health and longevity, to give yourself that break from that, and as we've been saying in the entire videos before now, reconnect with yourself a little bit without a lot of other stuff around, that's going to enhance your overall health, because you're going to be a little more focused on here than what's down in here. So comment below and let me know what you think of all that. Let me know if you're going to try it or if you have tried it, or if you do different stuff with your phone that allows you to take your own break from it, not just what you do for maybe other people, your children and so forth, but to give yourself that little break.